now, let's go inside the wandering mind of a coach-killing, knee-jerking, nuclear overreactor named Ben Rogers, a.k.a. the Jerry Whisperer. It's time for Now Trending in Ben.
Yes. Guys, quick update on the Kendrick Perkins thing.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
So,
reset.
Quick reset. Last night in the draft coverage on ESPN, Kendrick Perkins swerved out of his way to run over Kristaps Porzingis and basically said he was a diva. Here's the audio.
I've just never been high on a big man that's a diva, and I feel like he is a diva to the max. I could name 20 guys that I'd take over him right now.
Okay. So that's fine if that's your opinion. But he goes out of his way to say Kristaps is a diva.
Mm-hmm.
But then he says I can name 20 guys I'd take over him. That was after talking about bigs. So there's no one out there making a case that Porzingis is the top 20 player in the league after having not played for a season and a half, is there?
No, probably not.
And well, I mean, maybe he's in that discussion if he's fully healthy and going. Maybe. I don't know.
I would say this. I would say he's a top 15 player under the age of 25, maybe a top 10 player. In fact, I think the Mavericks might have two top 10 players under the age of 25.
But if you're on TV,
right?
And your MO is I'm the guy who keeps it real AF.
Mm-hmm.
I say the realest stuff,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And you call someone a diva, and then immediately, like after the semicolon, you say you can name 20 people better. Was anybody out there? I mean, it's not shocking to say, what? You don't think he's a top 20 player?
Right.
Are you kidding me?
Right.
No one in the world saying that. Even Kristaps Porzingis' brother is not going, damn, that's disrespect. Nobody's sitting there saying he's a top 20 player. Maybe.
Right.
Maybe. But nobody's going to fight over it. But the point was you were saying he's a diva, is a big, and then you said you can name 20 players. He was talking about bigs.
Yeah, and not only that, Ben, he can name 20 players that he would take over him because he's a diva. And then when he listed 20 people on Twitter to us, he listed several guys. Kyrie is so, I mean, I love Kyrie personally, but were we going to talk about his track record of divaness? What about him having Jimmy Butler and Karl Anthony Towns on the list and they couldn't play together? Like, if we're going to start talking about this, let's really talk about this. Or are you just, like, being grumpy guy that's
right.
talking trash because one of your boys doesn't like Porzingis?
So he's backpedaling, saying, no, I just said he's not a top 20 player, and he lists those 20 players or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's not really the drop-the-mic moment you were going for. We'll allow that to happen. Then KT was like, hey, one of our listeners said we should all go at him on Twitter, so everyone started killing Kendrick Perkins.
It was a bunch of tweets.
And to summarize, he basically said, he started talking to me directly. He said, and he was able to tell from my Twitter bio that I had a radio show. So he said, I'm coming back from ESPN, all right? So I'm on a flight. I live 2 hours from there. I'll come say it to your face.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, he's going to come say it to my face, which wouldn't be pleasant for me, but it just could happen. And then I'm like, okay, so well, why don't you just call into the radio show? He's like, nah, bro, you got to call my agent.
Right.
Hey, what?
I'm willing to drive down there, but I'm not willing to call in. That's an agent thing.
I got to get
that's
your agent.
Agent thing.
Do we have to pay for your rental car to drive you here? Is that an Uber?
Hey.
Is your agent paying for that?
Shut up and get in line. I've got an agent. But I will drive down there. It just kind of depends on how what traffic is like and all that kind of stuff.
My best thing,
change the narrative now.
The best thing was, so again, I got into it with Fish the other day. Because Fish is like, I don't even know. So anyways, get into it with Fish on Twitter. And so some awesome listener goes, hey, Ben, you need to stop coming at people sideways on Twitter. Kendrick Perkins ain't Mike Fisher.
Okay. If I'm Fish, I would put that quote in my bio.
So Kendrick Perkins is a guy who's been in a lot of fights in his career.
He is a he's an enforcer.
Yeah.
That's kind of what he was. Mm-hmm. He's the equivalent in basketball of a hockey goon.
What's his specs? What is he, 6'11", 320?
Or like 6'8" and a half with long arms.
Six, eight and a half long arming arms. that are 6'8" to harm me.
He's the pride of Beaumont, bro.
Right, pride of Beaumont, Texas.
Probably
Beaumont.
Rolls with...
Beaumont. All my best friends live in Beaumont.
He probably rolls with Bun B and okay. guys like that.
Okay, but I know, I mean, as long as we don't pay him through his agent, he's not going to come confront me about any of this, so I think I'm good there.
Well, I don't know what his agent's got planned for him today. It depends.
I'm loving this confrontational Ben character we've got in the last few days, too. Yeah.
There's one guy that he called on Twitter little guy, and then he blocked him.
Oh, Perkins blocked him?
He blocked little guy.
Oh,
he
man.
Blocked
we
the guy.
A couple guys are... Well, we said keep it classy, and most people right. did.
But little guy...
A couple people have said, hey, you big douche, and things like that.
I thought little guy was reasonable, but he got blocked.
Man, we ruined his day with this, though.
Oh, there's no question.
He had nothing going on, and his phone's now
he is
going
to be so mean to a stewardess.
I asked him, Skin, what we were talking about in the studio. Okay, well, then, or any of the other guys on your top 20 list divas?
Mm-hmm.
And how about just listing your top 20 divas? And then he said, don't change the narrative.
Oh, yeah.
Like it's me changing the narrative. Right. Like, I need to stick to my point. I'm like, man.
That is your point.
This is a waste of time,
What's
man.
Your point, Ben?
Yeah, what is your point, Ben?
So
Shippy, did you get the agent on the phone yet?
Not yet.
So
still working.
Anyways, I think I'm done with it.
So will
I think
he
I'm
be
exhausted.
Here by 6 o'clock?
No. He's got to fly from New York.
Tell him that we got to give way to Rangers pregame at 6:30.
There is
join that.
There is a piece of audio that I stumbled across on the interweb net of Gilbert Arenas.
Okay,
and I wanted you to hear this, Skin.
All right.
Because he's talking to some players and giving them advice. I think these are young players that are either in the league or hopeful, young hopefuls to be in the league. And he's talking to them about coaches. Now, I don't know. You got to factor in his perspective because we're all just, you know, the result of our own experiences. And you know, this is a guy who probably, I don't know, you can decide what you want to decide after you hear what he said. I'll just leave it at that. But he's talking to these young guys. And talking to them about how coaches can ruin a player.
He put the work in where he know everything I put up is going to go in. Yeah. But as a coach, you can take confidence away from a player. Every mistake you do, take him out. Now you got him second guessing his talent. You know what I mean? So I always tell coaches, hey, what's scarier, a pit bull on a leash or a pit bull that's walking by himself? Yeah. There's no control on him. There's no control on somebody like Westbrook and Steph. So they're scarier.
Yeah.
They're scary. There's no one's holding his talent back. Yeah. So now everything he thought about doing, he's gonna try that shit against you. Yeah. Those are the scariest players to play against. Somebody who's gonna get subbed out, like, you know they got talent, but he's gonna get subbed out every miss. You ain't worried about him. Yeah. Coach f***ed him up. Coach played defense on him. Hmm. That's what I said. So as a coach, you gotta let your pit bulls go. Yeah, they're gonna f*** up, but you want them to explore their talent.
Man, I heard that. And I loved it. I thought, man, that is great. And then I thought, man, I want to know what Skin thinks about this. His dad was a coach. He knows the game really well. And you're way more familiar with Gilbert Arenas' game. I can't. I know he's a scorer. I don't know if he was a pit bull that wasn't on a leash. But I just want to get your thoughts on that because my immediate instinct was that I loved it.
Okay. It reminded me of some things. There's always levels to this stuff. It reminded me of things that I've heard Derek Harper say before. Talking about... You know, we talked about this with Dennis and Rick. You know, I think Dennis started to, like, get inside his own head a little bit. And sometimes there's some guys that can persevere through that. You know, the old joke is the only guy that could hold Jordan under 20 was Dean Smith.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
do you guys think it had a negative impact on Jordan? You think anything was going to have a negative impact on Jordan? Gilbert Arenas was a one-man band. Even, like, a lot of times people go, hey, look at this guy. He averaged 24-8. Those are incredible numbers. Yeah, but everything was through him, so he had guys standing around waiting. And ultimately, there's badasses. We talk about this with Kevin Durant, for example. One guy, look at Kawhi. One guy can change your whole thing, but it's ultimately a team game. And so what Gilbert Arenas is doing there is he's going on the rant saying, if you have a coach that's trying to rein me in, that's just hurting me and hurting the team. And I'm saying, man, there's not that many guys I want to completely turn my team over to. Now, Arenas put up big numbers, dude, and he was cut short by injury, and maybe he would have changed his game. But Arenas never led anybody to a championship. He brings up Westbrook. You guys know how much I admire Westbrook. I mean, you live and die with Westbrook, and what do we do every May? We get into this big discussion about whether or not you can win with Westbrook. So it's like he's right to a degree, and you want to have coaches build you up. But, man, do you want to turn your team over to J.R. Smith? I mean, he's a pit bull, dog. Look at all the stuff J.R. Smith can do. You don't want to get that guy, like, questioning himself. Let's just give the team over to J.R. Smith. There's always degrees of this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll give my team over to Michael Jordan, and I'll get the hell out of the way. I don't know if I'll just give my team to Gilbert Arenas and go, Gilbert, we're going to live and die with you. You do it all, baby. Just whatever, man. Everybody shut up and let Gilbert do what Gilbert needs to do. And we'll just wait and react off of that.
Yeah.